water would be, oh, just deep enough for the jar or anything to set in, come up around the neck of the jar.
Made fixed right there.
Had fixed there, and the spring's still there.
It is.
And
so she had to build a kind of a little.
And they had a what they call that spring house is what they had, a log house made over that and covered over, and had a little walk there to go right in there and walk right in there, and had that setting all in there, butter.
Well, that was nice, that one.
And that's the best spring I know of in the whole country.
Well, when did people start having the farms where they just, where people would raise cows just for their milk? They didn't have that then, did they?
That was the only way we got milk, was just raising our own cows.
That's what
we had them. We had a free range. And
But when people first started raising cows to sell the milk, they called that kind of farm a
dairy farm. Mm-hmm.
But that was after people would raise it for their own use, didn't they?
When we had our cattle running on the range, my daddy had a separator, a milk separator, and he separated that milk, and that was part of our living. We still had butter for ourselves, and he had, I think he had 2 5-gallon cream cans, and he'd separate out 5 gallons, or sometimes he'd have both of them fill full of cream.
And then you'd sell the cream.
And he'd sell the cream to the, he sent it to ship to Joplin, Missouri.
Joplin, Missouri?
Our cream went to Joplin, Missouri.
Yeah. And then what would they do with the milk? Y'all would drink,
We'd drink the skim milk, and Mommy would usually save our milk that we drank with the cream. We'd keep the cream in what we drank to save, most of it. And then we'd take a notion we wanted some genuine cream or that good old butter. Just take a big old bowl. She had some bowls like that right there on these different colors. They was
like
white. And she'd take about a quart of cream and put in there, and boy, talk about beating that butter out of that.
Oh, and then you
just a spoon.
Just with a spoon, and you could beat butter out of it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It was just nearly pure. And then she'd take that good butter like that and put it on mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Oh, gosh, I didn't even know that. I thought you had to have a churn. To get butter?
No.
I didn't know.
Just take a big old, she finally went to use an egg, she'd take an egg beater and just put that egg beater in there like that. And we did churn. We'd churn, take an ocean if we wanted to churn a bunch of it, where she'd still churn it with a regular old ash.
Oh, yeah.
Churn. I got one of them sitting over in the corner there, a big old black one.
Just Margie churn butter with it?
No, we just got it for antique.
Yeah. No, I didn't think you did. Well, let me ask you, what kinds of fences would people have like around in the yard?
Well, we had a paling fence. Well, my daddy was running that sawmill, and he'd take palings, maybe put up one paling, just